Coach, it seemed like the tale of two halves yesterday. What adjustments, what was the conversation like between the two halves?
Yeah, Mike, I definitely would say that was the case. Not really a whole lot. I wouldn't say that we made a lot of changes. Just think the big change was we did some things better. And, we got a few, plays that came our way. Certainly the strip sack after we scored was a big play to, get the game tied up. And, the interception, Cole and McCourty, plays like that really were, key plays in the game. But we didn't really make a lot of major changes from what we were trying to do, try to stick with the running game offensively and, be balanced. And defensively, it wasn't a great day for throwing the ball on the sideline. So we, were able to bring a little bit more pressure in the second half and try to take away the middle of the field.
Well, that's all. I mean, as a fan, I would think your team doesn't have a great first half. You're not thinking, okay, I've got to make some changes for the second. You're looking at it as the coach and saying, I still trust what we're doing, even though it's not working. We just have to do it better.
Yeah, I think you take a look at what they're doing and what you're doing and say, okay, well, what can we do differently here? And when you look at it and say, well, I think this is really fundamentally what we want to try to do against this team in these situations, then we just got to do it better. Go into something else that doesn't. Would put you in a lesser spot. Sometimes you just got to do what you do better. And I think that was more the case yesterday than saying, wow, they've hit us with something that we just didn't expect and we're going to have to make a lot of big adjustments. I don't really think that was the case.
It sounds like the players took it upon themselves to just, as you said, continue to do what they were doing, but maybe to do it with more urgency, more energy, more enthusiasm. Whatever it was, they did look like a different team in that second half.
Yeah, I'd just say overall, Michael, better execution. Just better execution. We ran a lot of the same plays, but we blocked them better. We ran them a little bit better. A lot of the same defenses, and we were able to, play much better on third down in the second half than we did in the first half. And a lot of a lot of similar calls. Played better in the red area defensively. I can't really say that there were a lot of big monumental changes.
I saw that Stephen Ridley got into the game a little later. I think it was the second quarter he got in. Ryan got into the game later. Any reason for that?
No, not really. I mean, we played people in different rotations every week based on what the game plan is, situation is, so forth. So.
What about Ridley or Ryan did not fit as well into the game plan yesterday?
No, they all fit. I mean, we played a lot of people. We have good depth, and we are all able to play a lot of people in a lot of different situations. So, honestly, to me, it's a lot more important who's in the game at the end than it is the first, first player, first series. And, we talk about that a lot. I think it's the guys that are making plays at the end of the game. They're the ones that you have the most confidence in that the game's on the line with, not that being in the beginning is insignificant, but it's the plays at the end that really determine most of the games in this league.
One of the players in the game who, you talk about guys in there making plays, one guy we saw yesterday was Andre Carter. We're familiar with him. He was here before. What led to the signing of Andre Carter, and what did you think of his performance yesterday?
Well, it was his first game back, so I think he's got a long way to go, but he contributed, and he helped us, in some ways. I mean, in the end, we basically replaced Andre Neblett with Andre Carter, and just felt like that he gave us a little bit more at the positions and the type of play that we needed on the defensive line than Neblett did at this point in time. So that's why we made that move.
I know you guys are always making changes to the roster, Bill. Tomorrow is a trade deadline. Do you anticipate any moves from the Patriots in the next 24 to 48 hours?
Well, you never know. I mean, it takes two teams for that to come together. I know last year with the Tlaib trade, if you had asked me that same question, maybe you did, on the Monday before the trade deadline. There wasn't really a lot going on, and then it came together very quickly. And really at the last, I'd say within the last 30 to 45 minutes before it had to be submitted. There were a number of things that got taken care of that facilitated the trade. So You never know. Sometimes you feel like you've got a transaction. It's just going to be a tap in putt, and something happens, and it doesn't. Never consummate. So who knows? But right now that's not really at the top of our list. The most important thing for us is focusing on Pittsburgh, and we feel there's a way to improve our team, like we did last year with the Tlaib trade, and we'll certainly explore it. Feel like it works for us, then we do it. If it doesn't, then we won't.
Coach, there's been a lot made in the last couple of weeks about Tom Brady's mechanics. I can't throw a football personally. I would have no idea if Tom's mechanics are good or bad. I don't really even know what good mechanics look like, but I know there have been questions about it, and I know that his completion percentage is way off his career level. To what do you attribute the drop in completion percentage, and what have you made of his mechanics?
I think Tom's got very good mechanics. For as good as any quarterback, he does just about everything right in terms of technique with the ball, placement, leverage, and using his torso as well as his arm, his release point, all those things. So I don't think that's an issue. I mean, the passing game is our timing plays that are a function of a lot of things, protection, routes, throws and catches, and certainly they can all be better. And I'll do a better job with the play designs, play executions, protections at times, route distribution, throwing, catching. So, we just got to keep working hard at it. I think, there's times where we execute it well, and there's other times when it's not as good as it needs to be. And so we just got to get better at it.
All right, Bill, I wanted to get your take on this. I know we asked you last week about the rule at the end of the game that was, unsportsmanlike conduct that was unsportsmanlike penalty that was called on you guys in that overtime loss to the Jets. There was a story that came out over the weekend that said the league sent out a video to all teams pointing out what you can and cannot do. They used the play, the deciding play in the game, but they also used another play from the Jets game where the Jets did it. Is that encouraging or discouraging to you that, in a video they put out that the Jets did something wrong, but they did not call it in the game? And is that something that you would talk to the league about?
There isn't really much to talk about. I mean, the league, the league sends out officiating videos every week, and they try to, pick out things that they feel like need to be talked about or situations that maybe there's some degree of misinterpretation or question about, and they try to explain it. So I think really any questions about what they do, how they do it, or what plays they do or whatever really should be directed toward them. It's just video. We get some informative video on current rules and current situations. It's very similar to the one that you get in the media that they send out weekly on clarifications and rules, questions, and interpretations that they send out weekly to you guys as well.
All right, Bill, it's time now for the coach's question of the week. It's brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealers. The all-new CLA, I'm going to get it right this week, the all-new CLA has arrived. See them on the web at mbusa.com. This week's question comes from Larry. Larry's in Boston. Larry, I don't know if you want to answer this question. Larry in Boston wants to know what your plans are for the bye week. Do you take a vacation? I think he was watching A Football Life and he saw you on Nantucket. So any plans during the bye week to play golf or anything?
Not at this point, Larry. And just to be perfectly honest, we're just one day at a time, one week at a time. And so right now, my whole focus is on Pittsburgh. It's on getting our scouting report and getting prepared on Wednesday when the players come back in to, give them the information on Pittsburgh and our game plan and just take it through the week. I haven't really thought about anything after Pittsburgh, who we play or who we don't play or anything about that. So we're very short-term focused around here, and I might be the worst. Just try to get the most out of what we're doing today. I prepare for tomorrow, and, this week's opponent. I try not to get too caught up and what happened last week or what could be going on in future weeks, but just focus on this. So really haven't got to that yet, but maybe that should be next week's question.
Okay, well, yeah, well, you know what, we'll say that for next week.
We'll ask him again. Did you get to see any of the last two games for the Red Sox, the two crazy endings?
I did. Of course, I couldn't turn them off. It's riveting baseball. It really is. Yeah.
What did you think of the umpires making the call? We've been talking with people about it all day. There is a huge segment of the fan base, apparently only in Boston, nowhere else in the country, that thinks the rule was applied incorrectly at the end of Game 3. What did you think of it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not, you know, a great person to talk to baseball rules about, but, you know, it sounded like the explanation, honestly, that Matheny gave was probably a good one, that whatever had been called, there would have been a lot of conversation about the play. So. I don't know, but it's, you know, certainly a lot of great clutch playing, pitching, hitting, situational baseball. I mean, to end the game on the pickoff play last night, or I mean, it seems like every game has got an ending that you just kind of haven't seen before. You know, it's a different way for the, you know, for the game to, and such important games. But, you know, there's a lot of great players out there, a lot of clutch plays. And, you know, watching Pedroia and Ortiz and Gomes. It's like pitching staff and all that. It's just a fun group to watch, and they're impressive, well coached.
What kind of baseball manager would you have made? Would you have been good at that? Would you have been good at going through all the rules, trying to go through the iterations, thinking a couple steps ahead, but also maybe not having the same level of control with players with guaranteed salaries?
Yeah, I don't know. I really haven't thought about that. The only other sport I've really coached is lacrosse. And, so after football and then lacrosse, I don't have a lot of experience coaching. I think I could be a good first base coach, just stand up there. Grab his helmet, take his gloves, and his you know, shin pad and all that, and get that out of the way and stand up there. And I don't know about the third base coach. It's like there's a lot of responsibility on that guy. He's got a you know, big call to make there in just a split second as to what to do with the runner. But if I take that guy on first, just, you know, that looks like a good job to have.
Well, we even saw Jose Aquindo's wearing the hoodie out there every single game.
Yeah, you go over there,
base coach.
First base, yeah, you take their equipment, but you also have to offer words of encouragement. Hey, that was a great job of hitting there.
Yeah, nice hit, yeah, and a nice single, nice play, way to beat it out. Or, you know, you just got to stay out of the way of those foul balls on the first base line.
Yeah, they wear a helmet now. It's not a big deal. Coach, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Mike. Sounds good, Michael. All right.